This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. This is going to be an awesome, powerful show. Jeremy, every year we get hundreds of families, parents, men, women, people who are not even parents, just adults, who will come to us and say, I had a great job opportunity, but I can't get the job because of my background.
Yep. Like you said, hundreds.
You know, and it's like, what? And we've got all these job opportunities for them. We got these parenting classes. And it's like, what is going on? They want to restore their rights. They want to set aside convictions. And we had no idea, what can we do? We made a bunch of calls, But then my friend Michael Harris, who started Restore My Civil Rights, I ran into him a few weeks back. And Michael said, man, I got this going on. I said, Mike, I got to have you on the show because we need this service. Today's guest is Michael Harris, who is with the organization Restore My Civil Rights. Michael Harris, welcome to the Father Matters Show, bro.
Thank you, Vance.
Man, I'm so glad and I'm excited that you're here, because I always tell a lot of people, Father Matters can't do everything, but with partnerships, we can do a lot more. Before we get into Restore My Civil Rights, why did you even start Restore My Civil Rights?
Well, Vance, in 1991, I was sentenced to 10 years in prison out of Yuma County. I was raised by a single mother, and I made some really bad decisions that sent me to prison for 10 years. I was very fortunate to get to beat that sentence after 3 years, and I got out 7 years early, moved to Phoenix, and started a life. Got married, had children, and got addicted to prescription painkillers. Because of that history, when I got stopped with a bottle of pills that didn't have my name on them, they wanted to give me 16 to 35 years in prison. The reality for me is that if I would have completely moved out of under the shadow of my past way back in the 90s, I wouldn't have made the bad decisions that I continued to make into my adulthood, my marriage, my parenting. None of that would have existed. So I went back to prison 2012, 13, and 14, and I made a decision that I was going to put all of that experience to use for myself and the community. So even before I left for prison in 2012, I registered the domain name RestoreMyCivilRights.com. And it sat there for 3 years waiting for me to come home. And then these last 4 years waiting for me to build it. But today we are online as RestoreMyCivilRights.com. And I not only get to impact other people's lives, but my life is completely transformed as a result of the work.
What I love is that you and your staff been there, done it. So when people are coming to you, you know the language, you know what they're going through, your staff members know what's happening. And this website, it just has everything that you need. It's so basic, but it's so practical. It is RestoreMyCivilRights.com. And we'll plug that again all throughout the show, RestoreMyCivilRights.com. And the services that you offer is just powerful. One, I am looking at early termination. Let me get this, Michael. Early termination of probation. Talk a little bit about early termination of probation, Mike.
Very often people are put on probation instead of going to prison, and that still presents them with all the roadblocks to reentry. You're a felon now, whether or not you're on probation or went to prison. Your probation officer will tell you that if you do everything you're supposed to do at halftime, we can ask the courts for an early termination. The reality is you do not have to do half. You do not have to wait. When I got out of prison in 2014, I had a 2-year probation tail. I completed that in 9 months. I filed my own termination and was able to then move forward with my life. Upon successful completion or termination of probation, you are then eligible to ask the judge to set aside the conviction. So the very first thing we need to do is get folks off of probation if that's their circumstance.
And you just had the hustle, the know-how to do all this stuff. You made these changes. What motivated you to make those changes, to get off earlier and things like that?
I knew that in order for me to move forward and get my conviction set aside, it was going to be necessary for me to get off paper, as they call it, whether it's parole, probation, house arrest, whatever your circumstance. We have to get that dealt with first and foremost.
Right.
From there, we have an opportunity to build a new, healthy relationship between us and the legal system. Because whether or not I like it, I'm married to the legal system now. Okay. It's a matter of whether or not I'm going to have a healthy relationship with it. I've chosen to put all the bad behind me.
Right.
And now I have a very positive relationship with our criminal justice system.
That is key. That is so important. And I want you to unpack that again, repeat that again, because so many people are holding so much anger and grudge toward the system.
Right.
We get a lot of parents who are angry with the system because of their child support or parenting plan didn't go right. I love what you just said. You had to get a relationship with the system.
Right.
Slowly unpack that and say that one more time, because there's a lot of people who are angry with the system.
And, you know, I get a lot of people that come to me and they want to relitigate the case. They want to tell me how it's not the way it looks. That at this point is all irrelevant. It has happened. It's water under the bridge if you're going to allow it to pass. So just repeating what I had said before, I had to get to a point where my relationship with the criminal justice system was no longer damaging me. The reality is, it doesn't hurt them if I'm mad at them. It only continues to damage me. So I was able to get to a point where I was off paper completely. Then I did all of the research of, now how do I move forward? And, you know, I've worked for a lot of attorneys. I came home and worked for attorneys, and they'll charge you $2,500 and up to do this. But they just fill out an application and turn it in. They don't do a court appearance. They don't do anything but fill out a form that you can download online yourself.
The same form you can download, you're paying $2,500.
And up. But the reality is, when we go back to that relationship scenario, it took a lot of maneuvers for the system to put you away or to convict you. There were a lot of steps along the way. Just filling out a form, the court just looks at it as a piece of paper.
Okay.
Most often. What we do is build the relationship in the opposite direction. So we show the judge, yes, X, Y, and Z occurred, but this is what has happened since then. And now that I'm complete, or now that I've completed everything that I'm supposed to do, the law says that you, Your Honor, have the opportunity to do this, and let me demonstrate to you all the reasons why you should. So just as they built up to a climax of convicting you, we're going to take them right back down to the bottom and show them why it's more valuable for you to have your rights, to be able to say, no, I've never been convicted of a felony, whether it's for housing or employment, so that you can be the best father that you can be, the best son, the best neighbor, the best employee. Because as long as you live under that cloud of your past, speaking from my own experience,
right,
no matter how well I did, no matter how big my house has got, I still was less than other people in my own mind, which is the most dangerous discrimination of all.
That's right. And that's powerful, man. And that's right in line with a lot of the custody issues, a lot of divorce issues.
Right.
You know, it's how you see yourself. I got many, many, many more questions. We're going to go to a commercial break, because there's people right now biting at the bit that want to know, is it a qualification? What would they have to do to qualify? What would they have to do to get started? You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Van Sims, and today's guest is Michael Harris from the organization Restore My Civil Rights. Get this show in the hands of someone who really, really, really needs this. Michael knows what he's talking about. He is from Restore My Civil Rights. We'll hear more from Michael after this.
Are you seeking employment? Then come to the Father Matters Reentry Job Club every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 3146 East Weir Avenue in Phoenix. Bring a copy of your resume and be dressed to impress. Guest presenters every week, including industry experts, training providers, and we'll cover topics specific to ex-offenders. To register, go to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. Helping the community by helping each other.
Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you are just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Also, if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Michael, before the commercial, we were talking about restoring your rights. How do they qualify for early termination? Can they just fill out anything, or is it you actually have to qualify?
So on the early termination, you must be in good standing with your probation team, probation officer, or whatever that looks like in your area. In our immediate area, I've discovered that it's not necessary that all of your monies be paid off. The courts want you off of paper as soon as possible.
Why?
If at all possible.
Why? They work so hard to get you in jail, in prison, to get caught up in the halfway house system. Now they want you off?
The caseloads. They've got to try to keep the caseload manageable. And what they're going to do if you do owe money is put a judgment against you. So it's really important that if you do get off early and you owe money,
pay it.
Your obligation has not ended. And I mentor my clients through all of these things. But they absolutely are incentivized to get you off paper to get that judgment. And then also, if you're paid off, there's no more money coming from you, then it's all the more likely that they're going to want you off paper to manage those caseloads.
How about that? How would someone get started?
If you simply contact us through our website, you can go to restoremycivilrights.com and just click contact. If it's something that you're hoping to do yourself, I can absolutely steer you in the direction to get the forms that you need. Most clients just look at what it's going to take and realize that it's something we do very efficiently and then have us guide them through it. But I'm more than willing to guide you if you want to do it yourself.
What about people who have a felony background, you know, DUI, whatever situation, and they had guns, they want their weapons back, they want to restore of their gun rights. How would they go about that?
So gun rights are a different circumstance, and gun rights are absolutely the thrust of the work that I do. I will tell you that there are some things that will bar you from being able to restore your gun rights in the state of Arizona. If your crime was designated serious, then you have to wait 10 years after prison or upon successful termination of probation. Likelihood of getting probation on a serious crime is very low, though.
Right.
If your crime was designated dangerous, which typically implies the use of a deadly weapon, which could even be a vehicle, just depending on the circumstance, you're barred for life. So most clients, I would say the largest percentage of clients, however, were not designated dangerous or serious. And that's something that we find out when we pull the transcript of the sentencing.
What is, and I know I'm just jumping around, and again, if you want to know more about your current situation or a loved one's situation, visit Michael's website at restoremycivilrights.com, because I'm just going to jump all around this website because it's full of information. What is set aside felony convictions?
So a lot of people use the word expungement, and expungement does not exist in the state of Arizona under ARS statutes, which is the law. What ARS statute does provide for is a motion to set aside judgment of guilt. And what that really means is that you actually go back in front of the judge that sentenced you. You don't have to make a physical appearance, but your case does go back in front of that judge or his successor. So if that judge has left office, it'll go in front of the new person. But basically, and this is the big selling point for me when I mentor people on how to get past a felony conviction when they are working with employers, is to be able to say, I went back in front of the same court that sentenced me, and that judge looked at the totality of my life since and saw fit to withdraw my plea of guilty. He dismissed the charges against me. He removed all civil penalties and gave me back all civil rights.
Wow.
That's a powerful statement.
And you've helped people through that process.
I've probably done nearly 50 to date.
Wow. How do you to help someone remove a DUI conviction?
So a DUI conviction can fall as either a misdemeanor or a felony. So if it's a felony, it's the exact same thing we just said. Now, the only difference with the misdemeanor is that it's filed in a different court. It goes to justice court instead of superior court.
Okay.
Both are governed by the same ARS statutes.
Here you have advantage to set aside a criminal record, because a lot of people just be like, you know what, I'm not even going to worry about it. They, you know, it's going to be over my head for all these years. But touch on, unpack the advantage to setting aside a criminal record.
In settings, you know, most of us that have felony convictions have lied to get jobs. It's a necessary evil is how we see it. For me, getting to where I've arrived in life, it has required complete transparency in everything. Yeah. Otherwise, I've just got that little nagging secret out there that will eventually be my downfall. For me to be able to sit down in front of an employer and say, this is what happened, but this is what's happened since, and here's a court order that sets it aside.
Wow.
I have never once had an employer not hire me after I shared that with them. In fact, they become inspired, and you wait about 10 more minutes into the conversation, and they start asking about their nephew or their brother that's getting out of prison.
See?
Everybody knows somebody.
Sure.
We're all impacted.
That's the reality of why we do the Father Matters show. We're all going through something, or we know someone that's going through something. And the thing is, we got to be able to look out for each other. I love that, because, we just had to let someone go at the Father Matters staff about a week ago, Michael, because at the interview, they did everything. They said everything was fine. They did the background check, but they didn't realize how deep we have to go, because we have a component of the Father Matters organization, the ministry, that we go into prisons. So we're not doing just a touchy-feely background when we're doing some of the deeper stuff. And, you know, spending all his money paying for all this, couldn't even pass. They won't let him go into the prisons. But if he just would have been real up front, and like you said, I love that. What if he was real up front and, like you said, here's the court order right here? That's honesty. That's trust. That's powerful.
Well, Vance, I can tell you that while I was in prison, I had a little incident where I had some contraband. And they called it promoting prison contraband.
Wow.
I now go back into the Department of Corrections and visit my old cellmate. He's in there for 16 years. He's got about two left, doing phenomenally.
Yes.
But it took me 3 years of going to the same warden over and over again and saying, this is all what happened. You know who I am. And yes, I promoted prison contraband.
Right.
And I recognize your concern of what somebody who would promote prison contraband might bring into prison. I acknowledge that, sir, but here's what the judge has said since I've been home. And then I'm able to show him the orders, and I've got six felony cases over a 20-year span. To be able to sit there and show them all of that, they actually denied me the last time, and I called up to his assistant, and instantaneously she said, Mr. Harris, we are so sorry. That was a clerical error. You are approved. You want to talk about a grown man crying?
Powerful.
Yeah.
And I love that testimony, Michael. I appreciate you just open up your open book of yourself, because we need this. But like you said, now, since this incident happened, now Father Matters doesn't care about people's personal life. You see what I mean? Oh, man, we got blasted. I got blasted personally on Facebook and everything. Now, I said up front, in order for us to hire you for this position, this is what we need to make sure. Okay? And then when they checked it, you didn't pass it. But see, those are things, like you said, we have relationships with some of the wardens.
Yeah.
Okay? Right here in some of the state prisons that we go in and out of. It would have been nothing but a conversation. Maybe, because I don't know. They just said denied. They don't let us know what's going on. But then, you know, tell us about the negative impact of a past DUI conviction.
Unfortunately, a DUI is very often keep people from even getting jobs, even though it's a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
It definitely has a stigma within our community that makes it worse than a misdemeanor. It kind of pushes it up towards felony. Now, there are felony DUIs. That's another story. But I've known people in Scottsdale, Paradise Valley, downtown Phoenix, corporate bankers. I've known some very affluent individuals that got a DUI.
Right.
And the fact is, 0.08, which is Arizona state law, you don't feel it.
Wow.
You don't feel intoxicated. So anybody who leaves after two glasses of wine is at risk. And that's something that's been very eye-opening for me. But to be able to, again, have that judge set aside that conviction empowers that person to be transparent and share or give their testimony of the fact that the judge set that aside for them. And with anybody that I've mentored through that interview process, they've gotten the jobs. I had one guy that was banned from banking for something that happened in the mortgage crisis.
Sure.
For life.
Wow.
And he had a felony. He had to go into construction for 10 years. We got his conviction set aside. We got his banking license back. We got him through the Registrar of Contractors. And today he's making a very comfortable living as a mortgage broker again. He was banned for life.
Michael, how do someone apply for a set aside?
So a set aside is just a PDF document that you can download from the Superior Court. But again, the difference between filling out a form in handwriting and handing it to a judge versus my last motion was 90 pages long. It was about 6 pages of the laws that tell the judge why they should do this. And then the rest were exhibits, layer after layer of family support, community involvement, achievements, to where by the time the judge gets halfway through it, he's like, all right, already.
There you go.
You've changed your life. And one of the new verbiages that I recently put in the motion was the intent of incarceration has been accomplished. Let's move forward. Because one thing that you do need to know with these set-asides is if you ever reoffend, everything that was set aside is still illegible as historical priors, which is what took me up to 16 to 35 because I had those priors.
Okay.
If I ever choose to go back down those roads, oh, that's all waiting for me.
Yes, sir.
But living my life as I live it, it's all behind me.
So if you apply for a job right now, it won't even show up?
So that depends on how the background check is done.
Okay.
But I know some individuals in a legal department at one of those background check places, and they said that their corporate policy is that if it shows set aside, they don't even report it to their client.
Okay.
Because if the client were to start you working.
Right.
And then let's say 30 days later, they're in their vetting process. They discover, oh, wow, this occurred. And they choose a human being there in the HR chooses to withdraw your employment.
Right.
They are open to so much civil liability because that has been set aside. So just seeing it.
There you go.
Can be dangerous. So these background check places, the one in particular that I'm speaking of, they don't even report that information. And according to that legal team, the advice that I give my clients is absolutely on track.
Michael, I'm going to tell you right now, the phones are lit up. Phones are going to be lit up. What would you say to someone? Look, it's like this. For someone who's listening now and they've always been having excuses about why, you have no more excuses right now.
All the whys go away with this.
Especially right here in the state of Arizona. Look, we got national listeners right now. Someone might can reach out to you and maybe ask you to come to their state and speak and train. That's fine. But we're talking about right here in the state of Arizona. Are you available for speaking engagements if someone want you to come to their city or state?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, but what would you say to someone who felt like they just lost all hope until they heard from you just now?
I would say I understand that feeling. And the reality is you have every reason to have hope, but you have to do the work. You have to be willing to step up and say, you know what? It's time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to own this.
There you go.
And again, we're not relitigating what happened. It's over. That happened. But now what?
If you go to the home page of Michael's website, restoremycivilrights.com, right on the front page on the right hand side, put in your name, your email, your phone number, the state of conviction, and then type Michael a little email. Okay, where it says your message. Get in touch with Michael. Even if he's not in your state right now, get in touch with Michael because he may be able to plug someone into you. So again, restoremycivilrights.com. Michael, thank you for being on the show, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Vince.
Thank you for tuning into the Father Matters show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Like always, thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.